Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul Immig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how you doing today, man? What's going on, man?
Good. Should I give Joe the and go, Joe?
Need the latest news and analysis on your Green and Gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Green and Gold analyst Paul Immig is brought to you by the Wisconsin Brewers Guild Pints for Prostates. Want a chance to meet Green Bay legend John Kuhn and support prostate cancer research? Just download the Wisconsin Tap Chaser app for details. And by Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, protecting life and property in Wisconsin since 1906. Go to sprinklerfitters183.org.
See, Bill, I'm always looking out for you guys.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I get it. There yeah. You go. No problem. I every now and then I trip across the finish line, and that's okay. That's what you're there for.
You know, when Kevin Holden was in for you recently, the same thing happened, and then Joe said, wait, time out. And so this time I did that role for Joe.
There you go. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Glad you did. You're catching me. I'm feeling good about that. You're on your game today. You're a little bit earlier. See what it is. I'm used to you in the next hour.
Yeah.
So now you're an hour earlier, and I'm off my game a little bit. That's okay.
Just on Fridays.
That's okay. Hey, so I want to ask you, first and foremost, we were talking about, what is the kind of keys of the game this week for the Green Bay Packers? And one of the things that obviously comes up is keeping Aaron Rodgers upright. But to me, I think there's a couple of things. We heard from Jair Alexander earlier about him, working more on the outside. I think number one is the loss of Kevin King. I don't think people realize how big that is with him on the outside. Two is going to be the pass rush, and they've got to generate it in some way, shape, or form up front. Three is the elimination of some of the penalties. And whether they're real or not, they have to be a little more careful, I guess, because the league is now paying attention. And four, to me, would be how does Aaron Jones fit into all of this?
Yeah, let's run through that. I mean, for me, Aaron Jones, the whole thing with Mike McCarthy earlier this week and saying that he's going to slot in behind Ty Montgomery and Jamal Williams, I mean, I'd love to see how long that could realistically last. But I just think Aaron Jones is this team's home run threat in the backfield. I think he needs to prove that he can be as good of a pass protector, as good of an all-around player as what Jamal Williams is right now. Because I think Jamal Williams is, I mean, for a second-year player who's only playing the third game of his second NFL season, has become a pretty well-rounded player. But I don't think I don't think most people or anybody thinks he's the home run threat that Aaron Jones can be. To your point about Kevin King, that's big. And I think if you go back to some of the stuff that was said after the game this past week, it was like the Packers didn't handle the loss of Kevin King very well in the middle of that game against Minnesota. And is it coincidence? What percent of it is when Minnesota had their big comeback and when Kirk Cousins threw three touchdowns in the fourth quarter alone? How much of that was a direct result of not having Kevin King on the field? I think the difference you'll see this week, Bill, we talked about this on Monday. You said if anything had started to stick out to me about the patterns of Mike Pettine and any defensive rotational things, and one of my main call-outs back on Monday was that I found it odd that as soon as Kevin King went out of the game, his snaps went to Devon House and not to Josh Jackson. And Josh Jackson, despite having Kevin King go out of this game in week two, Josh Jackson played fewer snaps in week two than he did in week one. So I would assume, Bill, that those snaps are going to Josh Jackson, or at least a lot of them, to Josh Jackson instead of to Devon House this Sunday. So I think we can maybe start there. But, I mean, the Aaron Rodgers thing we all know is crucial number one. I think we'll find out if this Washington defense is for real or not. I'm certainly trending on the side of not thinking that they are, maybe as good as some of their statistics have said they are. And I think for sure the Kevin King injury is big. But and then we should maybe get into this too. The comments that came out yesterday that Mike Pettine in particular, that Jair Alexander, in his opinion, might already be their best defensive player two games into Jair Alexander's NFL career, and Josh Jackson not far behind. So I don't think it's any coincidence that the secondary in this defense looks better because these two rookies, it sure didn't take them long to get acclimated.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I don't know if that means that Jair Alexander has progressed that much or they just don't have anybody else. You know what I mean? You can take that two different ways. You can take it as a positive saying that, man, oh, man, the guy they drafted has become just this fantastic cover corner. But even Jair Alexander says in the interview that we played earlier, look, I'm more comfortable in the slot than I am on the outside. I mean, I'll do it. I'm learning it. I'll do my best. But that's not my position. So I don't know if Mike Pettine's telling me, man, this kid's really good and he's got the versatility and the ability to do whatever he wants in the field, or if he's telling me, holy crap, we don't have anybody else.
No, I mean, I personally heard it more complimentary, you know, just to Jair Alexander. And, you know, I think part of the part that comes into it for me, Bill, is they are being cautious with Jair Alexander and Josh Jackson in the sense of not putting them as the outside cover corner. You know what I mean? And that's why they put Devon House into Kevin King's spot last week and not Josh Jackson and not Jair Alexander. For now, they're letting those two guys kind of play in the slot and play in some of the more nickel and dime roles, which is why when you see Tremont Williams playing 100% of the defensive snaps, in week one, you saw Kevin King play 100% of the defensive snap, and he would have done that. Kevin King would have done that again in week two if not for the injury. And meanwhile, you see Jair Alexander only playing like 75% of the snaps. You see Josh Jackson playing like 60-ish percent of the snaps. That's because they're not being yet thrown into the deep end, you know, and kind of saying, hey, go be an outside cover corner. So I think some of that is to protect the rookies and not give them an assignment that's maybe too big for them this early in their career. But when you do not have depth, and the Packers, for as good as I think their corners, their cornerback room in general is improved this year. I think the Tremont Williams addition is already paying for itself, not even taking into account the veteran leadership aspect of it. I think just his play alone on the field is already paying for itself. But I think you did find out last week that you lose one guy, you lose Kevin King, and everything kind of shut down. You know, the whole show just got eroded very quickly. They don't have depth at that position. And I certainly do wonder, and one of my big things to watch is, how does Mike Pettine handle either Josh Jackson or Jair Alexander in terms of their positional coverages this weekend? Are they going to be asked to play outside corner, or are they going to kind of keep playing with the cautionary approach to let these guys develop in the slot and then eventually put them deeper and deeper into it? But I would assume that Mike Pettine's going to let one or both of them get some outside corner snaps this weekend to see how they can do with it.
So let me ask you this, Paul. If they... And I'm not, because they went into this season with what I thought was the secondary being more of a position of strength. And we've done this in the past where all of a sudden you look at it and you say, you know, boy, they're loaded there. And then one injury and all of a sudden you're going, holy crap, maybe they're not as loaded as we thought they were. Are they as loaded as we thought they were, or are they less than what we thought they were?
No, they're when fully intact, they're really good. It's hard to say that because corner is one of the toughest positions in the league to come in and play really well right away. Tight end comes to mind, and obviously quarterback comes to mind in terms of just positions that are, you just don't see most corners come in and play really well from week one. And certainly you see sometimes it takes guys, some guys never figure it out. I mean, we're only 3 years removed from the Packers going corner in the first two rounds with Demaryius Randall and Quentin Rollins. You know, one guy's a safety in Cleveland. The other guy is on, you know, injured reserve with an injury settlement with Quentin Rollins, who's not really even on the team because of the injury settlement. So sometimes guys never figure it out, and some guys, they get thrown in right away, Alexander and Josh Jackson, and they do really well. So I think it's a good group, Bill. I'd go as far as to say when fully healthy, when fully intact, that group is, I mean, you want to say they're young, but then you have to put an asterisk next to that because Tremont Williams is 35, Devon House is 29. But the three key guys that are probably both the present and the future of that room, I think, are all very encouraging. The Kevin King injury history is becoming troublesome, I think, you know, because last year it's the shoulder, now it's the groin. You know, I think that's the only thing at the moment is the Kevin King sort of injury battles that he's been going through for the past, you know, his first 2 years so far in the league. That's probably the only thing that could stop that trio from being a really good, cornerback room for years to come. They just obviously have to stay healthy, but that's true for every player and every team, right?
Right. Now looking at the Washington Redskins, I, much like you, I'm not a believer in this whole number one ranked defense thing. It's 2 weeks into the season. They didn't play a great opponent in Arizona early on. And Arizona's proven not to be able to even put the ball in the end zone. So I'm looking at this team going, you know what, I think they're gettable. I don't have a lot of faith offensively in that team. I know the Packers are a little bit banged up. For the most part, the Packers, I mean, even though Kevin King is not going to be playing in this ballgame, You're getting Aaron Jones back. Aaron Rodgers hopefully gets healthier by the week. We just had the Dr. Al Caccini on from Marshfield Clinic who says, hey, if he doesn't take a direct hit and it is a bone bruise and an MCL sprain, he'll be better probably in about the next month. Yeah. To me, I think right now things are trending in the right direction. I just don't know what to make of this Packers team because offensively they can't put the ball in the end zone consistently.
Yeah, I mean, and how different does the game look last week if Davante Adams catches one of the two passes that he dropped? How different does it look if, you know, the Lane Taylor, I would call the phantom holding call on Lane Taylor doesn't get called, and then you have the Jimmy Graham touchdown? So, you know, some of it is circumstantial. You know, some of it is just maybe, you know, a couple bad things happening here and there. It's been interesting, I think, watching the offensive line at times because you've seen Justin McCray sometimes in the first half of Chicago looked really bad. There were times in the first half against Minnesota he didn't look good, but then he kind of seems to bounce back. I don't know if he just needs to get his feet under him and perform better in the second half or exactly what it is. But the offensive line, you know, Brian Bulaga is going to, you know, he's the fact that he's out there at all and the fact that you're not having to start Jason Spriggs is a huge credit to Bulaga. But, you know, his first half against Khalil Mack was rough. He had some hit-and-miss moments, I think, in week two. But, Bill, I just believe this offense, and again, it's totally different because the offense that we talked about in training camp, the offense we talked about in preseason, is not really, you know, the offense that Mike McCarthy drew up for the season that, you know, he ran in Chicago against Chicago in week one, that's not the offense they can run right now.
Right.
Because you have to, when your quarterback goes from this guy who's incredible at making plays outside the pocket to a quarterback that now is being forced because of injury to play inside the pocket, this is a totally different offense. But, I mean, from a weapons perspective, from a pass blocking perspective, I've seen drastic improvement in pass blocking, not just from the offensive line, but from, as previously mentioned, Jamal Williams, and even Ty Montgomery picking up a great blitz from Harrison Smith in week two, where I said, whoa, where did he learn how to do that all the time? You know, and, you know, Aaron Jones can fill that in. So I still think this offense is really good. I think they got caught up against, you know, a Khalil Mack train in week one, or at least the first half in week one, and a Minnesota defense that's probably top five in the league, all things considered. So, I we'll see if this Washington defense is for real, if the Packers defense or offense bounces back against it. It's going to be hard. It's their first game on the road. They've been home for the first two. So, one thing that Kevin Holden did say to me earlier this week, you know, now that we know where the Packers schedule is, you know, what do they have to do in this next four-game stretch before their bye? And I think, I don't know if it's going to be tripping up in Washington or maybe a tough game against San Francisco, but I think this next four-game stretch that the Packers have, which also includes Buffalo and Detroit, is a stretch that they have to go 3-1, you know?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know where they're going to trip up, but I think given that you went 1-0-1 in the first two and now you have this schedule, because once they come out of the bye, it gets a lot harder for them from an opponent perspective and a travel perspective. So, yeah, I think they have to – you know, clearly win Sunday, but I think if they go in this next four game stretch and leave it 3-1, I think they will have overall done their job.
Paul, good stuff, and we'll chat again come Monday, okay?
And Christian Yelich for NL MVP.
There you go. Love the drop. Talk to you later. There you go. Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been going to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.